Backers of a plan to fully legalize marijuana and tax the proceeds from its sale say they will continue to push their proposal at the State House. They say the anticipated passage of a bill legalizing possession of small amounts of marijuana is just the first step. BPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Supporters of a plan to tax and regulate the sale of marijuana are making it clear that the current legalization bill being considered by lawmakers is, quote, just a baby step in a much broader effort. Last week, the House gave its approval to legislation that allows individuals to possess up to an ounce of marijuana and grow two mature plants. The Senate is scheduled to debate the plan Wednesday afternoon, and Governor Phil Scott says he'll sign it when it reaches his desk. Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman says the so-called personal possession plan, known as H-511, is the beginning, not the end, of the marijuana legalization debate at the State House.
I know many of the advocates and myself will continue to advocate for fully changing our law and completing the process moving forward, not only with H-511 as a step towards changing our laws here in Vermont, but ultimately towards a full-fledged tax and regulate system.
Bradford Representative Sarah Copeland-Hansus says the tax and regulate system will bring in millions of dollars to fund essential prevention and education programs.
Until we can take some of that revenue from a tax and regulated marijuana market and move that revenue into the kinds of youth prevention and public health outreach that needs to be done to educate people about safe marijuana use, we're going to continue to fall further behind.
Former Windsor County State's Attorney Bobby Sand is the current director of the Justice Reform Center at Vermont Law School. He says the time has come to realize that the war on drugs has been a failure when it comes to marijuana.
But going to war with our own people who, at worst, are engaging in self-harming behavior is counterproductive and damaging to our democracy.
Anna Stevens is the director of Vermonters for Criminal Justice Reform. She says the tax and regulate approach also helps deal with the problem of racial disparity in law enforcement in the state.
Black and brown people in Vermont were 4.4 times more likely to be arrested on marijuana charges than white people. And guess what? They reported using marijuana at nearly identical rates.
Guy Page is the director of Physicians, Families, and Friends, a group that strongly opposes the legalization of marijuana. He says lawmakers are not listening to some of their core constituents on this issue.
We have all seven of the state's medical societies saying, do not legalize marijuana. And for some reason, we're ignoring them. If we went to regulated sale, we'd be ignoring our police.
And Page argues that the tax and regulate model is the worst option facing the state.
Not only do you get increased consumption, but you still have a terrible problem with the black market. It hasn't made it better. In fact, it's in many ways, it's made it worse.
Not all marijuana opponents agree with Page. House Minority Leader Don Turner opposes the legalization of pot. Last week, Turner voted against the personal possession bill, but he says it's clear that the Vermont legislature is going to legalize marijuana. And if that's going to happen, he'd rather see a tax and regulate approach. At the end of the House's debate last week, Turner introduced an amendment implementing the full state regulatory approach, but it was defeated.
This is one that I feel very strongly that I had to try it. I had to do something that I felt was responsible. And, you know, if this does go ahead and pass, I hope that they do the tax and regulate versus just Wild West.
Legislative leaders say they're lukewarm to the idea of passing a tax and regulate plan this session, and Governor Phil Scott says he'll oppose it until his special commission on marijuana has a chance to study this issue. Their report isn't scheduled to be finished until nearly a year from now. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.